In today's Tech Bites, Google appears to be developing its own cell phone. Google employees have started testing a new device that runs on the company's Android operating system. Pictures of the phone have been surfacing on the web, including this one from a blogger. Published reports say Google plans to sell the phone online without being subsidized by a wireless company. Users would have to buy their service separately. The technology to help make the iPhone a huge hit is now available on the desktop. Apple has created the Magic Mouse. CNET's Mark Lasaya explains how it works.
It's the first mouse to use Apple's multi-touch, so you can scroll up and down on your web page by using a two-finger gesture. You can also zoom in and out of images by using a pinch gesture. We like that the mouse connects through Bluetooth. It's not the most ergonomic design. It doesn't feel very comfortable to hold, but otherwise it's a good mouse. It costs $70 on Apple's website.
The Magic Mouse is also included with every new iMac. The video game industry held its version of the Academy Awards this week. Uncharted 2, Among Thieves, took top honors at the Video Game Awards. It won three prizes, including Game of the Year and Best Graphics. The game is only available for the PlayStation 3. The Beatles' Rock Band took home the award for Best Music Game. Finally, a Christmas light display to make all the kids in the neighborhood jealous. A special effects master has turned his lights into a functional garage-sized game of Guitar Hero. The so-called Christmas Light Hero plays Eric Johnson's song Cliffs of Dover and took more than 21,000 lights to create. Good luck copying that one with your holiday display. For information on all of these stories, log on to the technology page of abcnews.com. Those are your Tech Bites. I'm Vanita Nair.